Miss any of our best interviews or show segments? They're all available via the podcast. Go to TeamMyrtleBeach.com, click on the Schedule tab, and select The Drive with Aaron Marks. You can learn a little bit about our staff and download all of our best segments to listen to at a later time.
Welcome back. Good Tuesday morning to you. 42 minutes past the hour here at 100.3 The Team. Out on location, up at the north end of the Grand Strand, Aberdeen Country Club. And I want to talk a little bit about the course, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Open Championship. Joining us now, he's the head pro. He's been here for the last 8 years at Aberdeen Country Club. Steve Schaefer giving us a few minutes. Steve, good morning. What's up, my man?
Hey, good morning.
We got you here early today.
Yeah, you guys were here knocking down the door right when I got here.
That's right. Let us in.
Yeah, exactly. Ready to rock and roll.
Oh, man. So let's, I want to get your thoughts on the Open Championship and all that, but we'll talk about that here in just a moment. Let's talk a little bit about the course. You know, great facility, great opportunity to come up here and play. You guys have three nines that you offer. So talk a little bit about the different aspects of the three nines and, how they're at some different stages right now with some stuff you guys are working on.
Yeah, absolutely. Out here at Aberdeen, we do have the three nines. Out towards Route 9, we have Highlands, kind of some rolling fairways, big greens, a lot of hidden trouble out there, but the greens are some of the biggest on the beach. It provides a good challenge to everybody. One of the most popular nines that we have out here. Right now we have our Woodlands 9 just finished from verification. It should be coming back in the next couple of days. It's one of my favorite nine-hole golf courses down here at the beach. It's very challenging, pretty tight. It's not a house on the golf course, so that's really nice. Meadows 9 is a good challenge out there. You got some nice, tight, short par fours. It opens up towards the last few holes, and just some really good holes out here.
You guys up here on the northern end of the Grand Strand and certainly into North Carolina, this was really notable up into the Pinehurst and actually Greensboro areas. But you guys dealt with some issues because of the weather this past winter. Kind of talk to us about it was something that people have called a winter kill. And you guys have actually bounced back really nicely from it. But kind of explain that situation that was going on with some of the courses here in the Mid-Atlantic and how you guys have been able to bounce back so nicely from it.
Yeah, that's correct. Over the winter, this year and last year we didn't have any issues with winter kill, but the last two winters have been very cold, a lot of rain, and we took a hit this year in the springtime with some winter kill. The whole Route 9 corridor really got hit hard. Since the growing temperatures got up a little bit towards the end of May, we've shown some great improvements. The golf course out here is, I would say probably 95% back to where we're used to. You know, one of the things with Aberdeen over the last few years is we've had some of the best greens on the beach historically. A lot of people, when they come in to check in at the clubhouse, will say after the round that it's like a hidden gem out here on 9. Great conditions, fantastic greens. Right now the fairways are about as good as you could possibly get. So we've definitely bounced back. We have a few spots out there that are going to be taken care of in the next couple days, but for the most part, everything's come back great. The golf course looks fantastic out there.
Talking with Steve Schaefer, head pro here at Aberdeen Country Club. It's our location for a Tee It Up Tuesday. If you're in Myrtle Beach, just hop on Highway 31 right onto Highway 9. It's just on the right-hand side, a couple miles up the road. Certainly an outstanding facility that I highly encourage you to check out. You can play any one of their three nines that they've got up here. And you were telling me before we went on, you guys actually have a new superintendent. Did he come right before all that, or did he just start? Where was he in that process in terms of, he's a veteran of the industry, but in terms of that challenge that he was presented with?
Yeah, he's kind of walked on and just taken a stride as soon as he got here. He's one of the hardest working superintendents down here at the beach. He's been in the industry for a little over 30 years. He was at Waterway Hills Golf Course until they just recently closed down at end of the month. His name is Guy Davis, and I'm really looking forward to working with Guy. He's matter of fact, when I started with the golf business 10 years ago at Waterway Hills, he was my superintendent there, and I enjoyed every day working with him. So really looking forward to the strides that he's going to make out here. He's a hardworking guy, and I think everything out here is going to be an improvement over the next couple of years with having him on staff.
Steve, something that people may wonder about, and I asked you about it, if there was any stories behind it, if anybody's been here or seen the Aberdeen logo. It's a little different of a logo for the Grand Strand, But if you travel around the globe, it's not so different. There, yeah. It's got a unicorn on it, which I think is just awesome. Why do you have a unicorn in the logo? You've been here 8 years, so surely you've got a good answer
for
me.
Yeah, there's been a lot of questions asked about that unicorn when people come in. This is something that, you know, going with the Aberdeen and trying to take stuff back to the old days in Scotland, the unicorn is actually part of Scottish folklore. You'll see it a lot in Scotland. They actually talked about it with the British Open this year about having the unicorn on some of the, I believe it's the currency over there. They actually show some of the unicorn stuff. But basically with the unicorn being kind of folklore and a mythical animal, they look for that. They also have the crown and the jewels on the emblem there, or the logo, and that's kind of a sign for prosperity and wealth. So kind of looking forward to hopefully a good couple years.
You know, me going out playing a good round of golf is kind of mythical, so I find that very appropriate. I can't be the first one to ever make that bad joke. talking with Steve Schaefer, head pro here at Aberdeen. Steve, give me your thoughts real quick. Did you get the chance to watch a little Open Championship yesterday?
Yeah, I did. I caught a little bit of yesterday. I caught the marathon that was Saturday into Sunday. A little disappointed with the way that Dustin played over the last couple of days. I was really pulling for him, you know, the hometown guy. Very happy to see Zach Johnson pull it away at the end. Fantastic to see the ending there going into the playoff. I guess one of my questions that you guys haven't brought up was, what would Rory have done to that golf course?
Yeah. I mean, I think he would have played pretty darn well. Probably would have won it, you know, because the conditions were ideal for yesterday. You go to Saturday. What would he have scored, or Sunday, I'm sorry. All the days run together. On Sunday, when we finally played the third round, that should have been Saturday. You know, what would he have scored that day?
Yeah, absolutely. The wind laid down. The golf course was playing as easy as I've ever seen it play. And just his length, I think he would have taken advantage of that golf course. You know, but I will say 17 proved to be one of the hardest golf holes in the world. I mean, that was still impressive. Even when the wind laid down, there were not many birdies coming in. And really, you kind of were wondering throughout the week what was going to happen coming down to that hole. Were there going to be any craziness like Jimenez a couple years back hitting it off of the wall or anything like that? So, yeah, it was definitely an interesting tournament.
Was that where Spieth had the bogey, or was it 16?
I think Spieth bogeyed 16, I believe. He missed a kind of, no, I take that back. He did bogey 17. Yeah, he missed a short one after the chip on, from about 60 yards out.
Yeah, par would have had him in the mix right there. What do you think is the deal with Dustin? I mean, we talked earlier about how he's a guy that when you watch him play, you wonder why he doesn't win every tournament that he plays in, you know, and it seems to be that mental component is really catching up with him.
Yeah, he's such an unbelievable talent. I mean, the way that he hits driver, he can basically take over any golf course. He's so straight off of the tee. If he could just get down those last couple rounds, and I think once he gets over the hump and kind of gets the confidence that he needs, I think the sky is the limit for the guy. I think, you know, these last couple of heartbreaks he's had in the majors, it's been unfortunate, but, you know, going back to the PGA at the end of the year, they go back to Whistling Straits, where he kind of had the first hiccup, grounding the club in the bunker that everybody didn't realize was a bunker there. So, you know, if he goes back there, plays well, I think he knows the golf course well enough. I'm looking for a good thing out of him in the PGA Championship. I think that's where he pulls through and, kind of breaks through. Gets his first win in a major.
Chances are good for him because I picked him in the Open Championship and in our Fantasy Golf Challenge. You can't pick a player twice. And so I pick you, you're going to play a horrible, and then you'll bounce back and win when you're no longer available to me.
That's how it
I'm awful
works.
At picking winners. I've been doing this for 3 years. I haven't picked a winner yet. That's terrible. That is absolutely terrible. And I consider myself to be someone who knows quite a bit about golf. It's one of my better sports that I can talk about pretty freely and openly on, and I can't seem to pick winners at any of these majors. I didn't even bring up Zach Johnson last week. I mean, we didn't even know he was playing in the tournament, you know. I'd be curious to see if anybody even picked him in our fantasy golf challenge. PlayAberdeen.com. Anything else going on up here we should let the listeners know about? Obviously, course is in great condition. Things are going well. Make the trip up if you're down in Myrtle Beach. It's certainly worth the short drive.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not as long. Everybody thinks that it's way out on Highway 9. It's not that far out from the beaten path. I live in Myrtle Beach, and it's about a 20-25 minute ride every day. Coming up 31, it's not bad at all, but definitely come out and see the golf course. It's in fantastic shape now. We look forward to having anybody out here that wants to come play.
Yep, check it out at playaberdeen.com. Steve Schaefer, head pro, here at Aberdeen, giving us a few minutes. Steve, appreciate the accommodation, my man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me out here.
He even had my favorite flavor of creamer. So we'll be back, Jim. Let's go ahead and get this one on the schedule again. All right, final word. What to watch coming your way next.